The characters on this program are weird.
Welcome to the show.
It's weird. Weird, 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 weird.
Really weird.
Weird like cool weird?
Get out now or stay and get weird.
No, just get weird.
Let's get weird!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Boy, you talk about extreme weather. Holy cow. Thousands are without power. Channel 7 reporting on this. Many people across the Ohio Valley still without power after Friday's high winds. And we're going to have Johnny Owen here talking about the fire and also the power outages, including this radio station. So we've got all that coming up. According to a Power Outage U.S., more than 1,000 people are without power in Ohio County. About 434 outages in Marshall County. In Ohio, American Electric Power reports 1,500 outages. Belmont County, Jefferson County, 3,900 outs and 2,380 in Harrison County. Crews working around the clock to restore power. What have I been telling you about Herb Electric? Herb Electric. Whole house generator installed. Generac generator. We have one in our house. It is not in our house, but it's for our house. It's actually outside. If it were in our house, it would be, well, awkward. But it is the best sound in the world. Our lights were flickering on and off. As soon as they went off, you heard that wonderful sound. Well, better than that. And the Generac generator came on. All our lights came back on. Didn't lose any food in the refrigerator because the refrigerator worked. We could wash our clothes. We had heat, hot water, everything. I keep telling you, the way the power companies work, these are monopolies, and it is official legal price fixing. These are monopolies. There's no competition. They have no motivation whatsoever to offer you better service, to bury all the power lines, none of that stuff. And they know they're automatically going to get enough money to pay off their investors because it's all rigged. These are monopolies, and it's legal price fixing. And we're the ones who keep getting screwed, and it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse, which means one more reason to call Herb Electric and tell them. Full disclosure, it's my client and my generator, and I love these people. And I'm telling you, you need a whole house installed Generac generator. It's powered by gas or propane, and it works great. And now Herb Electric has special financing, so you can have a low monthly payment to take care of your family, to keep your family safe and secure. We have a person here, I'm not going to say who it is, who had to spend the night here, an employee of ours, and a very important employee, actually, spend the night here because that employee had no power at home. That employee, I saw the employee's car here, and I thought, what the hell's going on? Turns out that person had to spend the night here because no Generac generator, Herb, whole house installed. And it's like, how many times do I have to say this? And it's going to get worse. Because these monopolies don't give a damn about you. If they did, we wouldn't be having all these power outages. It's like, well, we had a power outage, so we're just going to put your stuff back up. They have no motivation to fix this. They have no motivation to have long-term solutions because there's no competition. So when I tell you Herb Electric, when I tell you Generac Generator, I speak from personal experience. I talk the talk. Oh, my God, do I talk the talk. But I also walk the walk. And it's the best sound in the world for all of these people, thousands and thousands of people listening who do not have power right now. Please call Herb Electric. Tell them Dimitri sent you. Whole house installed Generac generator. They install it. They know how to do it right the first time. They are the best. And now with special low financing, you can afford this. You can afford to take care of your family. You can afford to keep them warm and safe and have hot water. They can have showers and get the refrigerator on so you don't spoil, all the food doesn't spoil. and lights on and TV and everything, all except cable. Oh, the cable company. Jesus, are they the worst in the world? They are just, don't even get me started with Comcast. Don't even get me started with these people. But anyway, so there you have it. Please, please consider Herb Electric, whole house install, Generac generator, and now special financing. Johnny O, come in here. Johnny O, come on in and talk about what happened here. We're on Rumble here, so let me get over here. No, 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 don't touch that. This one. Use this microphone. Use this microphone because this is going to look a lot better. Hold on a second here. Let me move you over here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the legendary Johnny O from the legendary
He's here?
Yeah, you're right here. Don't be a dick. Anyway, so from Womp FM.
You're a Richard.
Our number one.
With ears.
Shut up. Our number one. Once again, number one top rated, best radio station on earth. So, Johnny, tell the listeners here about the big fire and how it affected us and so many other people.
Well, at about 5 o'clock on Friday, I get a call from the transmitters telling me we're off. The transmitters will call me and tell me that they're off.
Okay, when you say off, that means they're not working.
There's no power, okay. Yes. And so I called over to the station here and talked to Max on Rage, and he says, man,
great
you,
guy, by the way.
He says, yeah, he says, you were quick. He said, he just went off like 2 minutes ago. I
wow.
said, well, I said, yeah. So I headed over, and he said, there's a lot of smoke. Max said, there's a lot of smoke blowing over there, not our place, but coming over the hillside over here.
Wow.
So found out that there was a high tension wire, that you know, the big towers that go down, high tension wire supposedly fell and caused a brush fire over on Patterson Hill.
Oh, my word.
So, you know, and we were without power from 5 p.m. till 3:30 in the morning on Saturday morning. Everybody was. This place was out. I mean, everybody on the hills here, everybody on this hill. But it's weird because you could drive out the road like 2 miles and they're on another line, so you could have had lights.
Yeah,
but
I hate AEP.
Yeah, a lot
I just
of people.
Hate them.
Oh, always electrical problems.
Yeah, always. Yeah, but it's a monopoly. They have
it
no
is.
Motivation,
right?
Because they have no competition.
Well, I do have to give them credit though. They
no,
did.
I don't.
Okay. Well, I will because okay. they did put the power back on by 3:30. I was leaving to go out of town, and I'm sitting there warming up the truck. And I heard the transmitters kick on.
Wow.
So, yeah, I could have just ignored it and went to them on my merry way, but
really
I didn't.
You really, you should, yeah.
Yeah. So I drove clear over here and put everything back on. But, boy, we had a power surge. But that when the power went out, it surged.
Don't
so
we
it,
have surge protectors
We
here?
Do, but it if it gets, you know, a surge protector only goes so far. You know, I mean, it only goes so much. And it hit a bunch of little power supplies. And they're really...
They're burned up, right?
Yeah, they burned up, yes.
Burned up.
Yeah,
wow,
so.
This is bad stuff.
Yeah. And a
nobody...
switcher is... For our switchers that we have here for each station is about $2,500.
What's a switcher?
Switcher, it switches the stations on and off from like live to the wide orbit system and back and forth. It like tapes your news and all this. It does a lot of work. So when they go bad, it's...
Okay, but so Friday morning, people were still able to hear Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on all of our stations, right?
I think two of them, yeah.
Just two? In the
just
morning?
Two.
Friday morning?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You know, you're like talking to the
wait
wall.
A minute.
See
wait.
How you're talking to the wall in that picture?
Wait a minute. I thought the power went off in the afternoon.
It did, but there was only two listeners on there. I looked.
Very funny. That's very funny. Anything else about the power or the fire departments?
No, but I guess, they, like I said, I went over and looked at the hill, and I mean, it was sizzled.
It scorched?
Yeah.
Like scorched earth policy.
I mean, because that is some, but I guess that wasn't the only people lost roofs. I mean, Bell Stores, one of our major advertisers at the radio station. Yes, and one of the best. They lost a hole. The canopy blew over. People lost roofs off of houses.
Wait a minute. The Bells on 9?
No. This is out of the area. Out of the area.
Oh.
So, up in the Amish country, up at Sugar Creek and all that.
I don't care about that.
They'll get the Amish on that pretty soon. So.
Okay. does Bells have any buggy washes like they have car washes?
No, but I see them loading up beer in the buggies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You ever pull into a Bell store up at Sugar Creek, you'll see them there with their reflector, and they get those little battery-operated blinking lights, and they're loading up cases of beer.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
Yeah, so red light special's coming tonight.
Oh, my God. Anything else about the power outage for our listeners?
No, but it was, people were asking. I guess Crescent Road's without power this morning. I've seen a lot of reports on there.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on with that. I mean, I know the wind's blowing pretty good out there. We've got a wind advisory in effect till 11 a.m. So.
My goodness gracious. Well, our station, Big Willie 105.5, is pretty safe.
We're modulating, yeah.
Okay.
See, Big Willie's transmitter never went off. It was here that couldn't send a signal to that. It was on the whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
You could have went over there and sat in the container room out there and broadcast from there.
Okay, I was in there, actually. It was you put in the new transmitter.
Yes, you were.
And I helped because I found that little red cap
on top of that. And then we threw you out and told you to go home.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Okay. Hey, we still like you, though.
Oh,
we don't love you, but we like you.
Lucky, lucky me. Anything else regarding the power outage and the fire and everything? Because the media didn't really cover this.
No, people need to keep their cell phones charged, though. I know a lot of people, don't do that. I, keep a battery. Buy one of those little battery packs. Those work wonders on phones.
Also, a lot of people don't realize you have a phone charger in your garage.
Yeah.
Your car is a great charger for your
phone. Don't run your car, though, while you're in there. But a lot of cars nowadays, the cigarette lighter doesn't come on unless the key is on.
Okay.
So you got to have the key on a lot of these cars because they kick off. The old cars that we used to have back in the 70s and 80s and the early 90s,
the good ones.
They had a cigarette lighter where that big red cigarette lighter would get on there, and you could plug it in and leave it on all night, and it would just draw a little bit of juice out, not much.
Okay. Anything else with the power outage or the fire or anything else?
No, not that I know of. No, if I heard anything, I would tell you guys.
All right. But, I'd give a shout out to all the fire departments that helped put out the fire, I don't know who they are.
Well, I don't know. There was a lot there, I guess. I mean, like I said, Aaron saw the smoke coming over the hill.
Max, yeah.
And, Gary Devendra was there, and his wife was there, and they were wondering what it was.
Yeah.
And it was right across the street from us behind the Rock Hill Church.
My goodness gracious. One of the finest Presbyterian churches on Rock Hill, as a matter of fact.
Dave Demarest.
Exactly. All right, good. Anything else, John?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you much, and thank you for all your work.
Back to the red pen.
Give me back that little red Sharpie. Hey! I had my mouth all over it. Thank you. I got it. I got it back. Okay, all I had to say is I had my mouth all over him. And it caused him to just get physically ill. All right, fine. So there's that. All right, how about a little humor? How about lightening up just a little bit here before you call Herb Electric? Today's show is devoted, full disclosure, these are my clients. Dimitri 2020 LLC is the company. These are my clients, Herb Electric. I love these guys, except for Jason. He can be sometimes a pain in the ass. But overall, they're great. And with all the power outages, I keep telling you, get a whole house installed Generac generator from Herb Electric. They have them. They know how to install them properly. You have a whole house generator, and let me tell you, all this stuff goes away. It just goes away. Thousands of people without power. You know it's going to happen again. You know it's going to get worse. The power companies have no competition, which means they have no motivation to make this any better. It keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Get a whole house installed Generac generator from Herb Electric. You tell them Dimitri sent me. Tell them this morning, say, I need one. Dimitri says I got to get one. And now they got special financing, very, very low monthly payments. This is the way to go. You can protect your family. You can protect your house. You can you can finally do all this stuff. Please, please get thousands without power. One of our employees had to spend the night here because there was no power at the house. How pathetic is this? A Generac generator installed by Herb Electric. They have them. They install them. They do it right the first time. Try that with a big box store. And now they have special financing to make it very inexpensive for you to protect your family. Honestly, this is a no-brainer. And how's your morning going for you? As you can tell, I'm doing a lot better regarding my cold or bacterial infection or whatever the hell it was. So I'm raring to go. We've got some great humor from Donald Trump. President Trump. That'll be coming up right after this short break. You can see the show. We're doing a live stream on Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube, only without the censorship. It's all free. Download the Rumble app and then click Dimitri with three I's. Dimitri. Vassilaris rhymes with Asilaris. Just add a V.